Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
From the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, mock draft injection time. We do it every day at this time, about 7:45. A reminder, Monday we will be in West Palm Beach. Seth and I will. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending us to go take in a little baseball and then convey back to all of you what we are seeing with our local baseball team.
Real quick Astros update. I confirmed yesterday that Roger Clemens did indeed have a big butt. I thought from my memory, I was trying to remember, you know, because he's a thick dude.
Yeah.
But I was watching him him come in relief. It was when he was with the Yankees, right? When he it was one of his rare relief appearances.
Roger Clemens' butt yesterday.
Yeah, and he did. He had a big butt, just like Nick Casario said.
Clemens had a big ass.
Yeah,
big powerful butt.
Confirmed. Yeah, Casario validated in his opinion.
What is Clemens had a big ass.
Yeah. Context: it was framed as a compliment. Okay, when Nick said it, he wasn't fat shaming Roger Clemens on the show earlier this week. Big muscular ass is what was implied right there. Confirmed by Seth Payne scouting it yesterday.
I just pulled up quick. I watched like two strikeouts and then moved on.
Yep. But big ass.
So for CJ Stroud, if he comes back thicker, like 5 or 10 pounds thicker, because it sounds like this is one of the pro grow. You know, they have those pro grow tapes all the players have things to work on.
Sure.
It sounded like a couple of the items that CJ Stroud needs to work on are: one, when to get rid of the ball more quickly. Take the boring play is the better play, knowing exactly when that is. Mm-hmm. But then also to increase his lower body strength.
Indeed.
So I'm excited to see the new. Remember when Will Anderson came back last year,
dude?
And he had his shirt off. We're like, holy crap!
Showed up. He had the white tank top on. I'm like, that's Will. That looks like a jacked up dude with Will Anderson's head screwed to its torso. Is what that looked like. He looked like a new man. Yeah.
That's what CJ's going to look like when we see him during minicamp.
Yeah, except it's going to be from the waist down. He's just going to have gigantic, huge, like just Michelin man legs. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. All right, let's get this mock draft going here. We do the mock draft injection every day at this time. Been heavy on O-line so far in this exercise. We've been doing it for about 2 weeks now, Seth, the mock draft injection this season.
I thought I was wrong. It was game four versus Atlanta in 2005. Clemens came in and pitched 3 innings of relief.
There you go.
That was it.
All right.
I second-guessed myself because something popped up with a time that he came in for the Yankees in relief.
So, no, yeah, we're good. All right. Let's get to the Texans in the mock draft here. This is the Athletic beat writer mock draft. So this isn't a one-person mock draft. This is each of the beat writers picking for their team. Now, I don't think the Texans have a beat writer with the Athletic right now, which is crazy. I miss Aaron Reese's coverage of the Texans. He was excellent back in the day.
As was Brooks Kabina.
Well, Brooks was with the Chronicle. But he's with the Athletic now, but he's with the Chronicle here. They haven't had anybody covering that beat. Ironically, they when Aaron left, they just didn't replace him because I guess because the Texans weren't very good back then.
Aaron Reese was okay. So Aaron Reese was the only guy who ever covered the Texans for the Athletic.
I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe
so. Yeah, I miss
him.
He's an editor now or something.
Yeah, he wrote good stuff, man. At any rate, so Mike Jones is the one, and whenever there's this beat writer exercise, stuff like this, Mike Jones is the name of the guy for the Athletic that handles the Texans business. And with the 25th overall pick in the Athletic NFL beat writer mock draft, the Houston Texans select Luther Burden III, wide receiver, Missouri. This is the second Luther Burden selection of the week so far in this exercise. And Mike says this, the 5'11", 205-pound Burden makes an impact both as a pass catcher, excelling at making plays in space and racking up yards after catch, and as a punt returner. He's drawn comparisons to NFL receivers Garrett Wilson and Jerry Jeudy. His explosiveness after the catch would provide a needed boost for C.J. Stroud and the offense, who don't have many sure things in the receiver room after Nico Collins. Stephon Diggs is set to become a free agent. Tank Dell is coming off another serious injury.
Luther Burden's a guy that I think a lot of people look at him and think, all right, there's more there than even what we saw in college, because he's in an offense where they were just peppering the field with shorter routes. He has that deep speed, and he can track the ball really well, but it's just he hasn't necessarily been able to showcase it the same way that he might have in a different offense. So that the upside of that is very intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
I would not kick this one out of bed for eating crackers.
No, and when Mike makes comparisons, Mike Jones makes comparisons to Garrett Wilson and Jerry Jeudy. I could see where a lot of people are like Jerry Jeudy's been a disappointment. You may not have noticed, he made the Pro Bowl this year. He was playing in Cleveland with that group of quarterbacks. Like,
yeah.
Jerry Jeudy actually had a very, very good season this year in Cleveland. The team stunk, but he was very good for Cleveland this year.
Yeah. So, and then as far as usually when they're looking at the when they're comparing with the prospects, it's more about the type of athlete they are and the body size and everything like that. So you don't ever. I know this is one thing that draft analysts get driven crazy by, is that they try to make a player comp and then immediately people will point out all the ways in which they aren't like that player.
Yeah.
So it's just if you can envision the way Jerry Jeudy moves and everything and his body size, like, okay, that's a good comp.
Yeah. I tell you, the part that's kind of underrated in this paragraph from Mike is the punt returner part. That was one of the things that I was starting to get excited about in the second half of the season, was that the Texans had started to use Tank Dell more in punt return, just because they're having such a hard time getting the ball in his hands offensively. I'm guessing the thought process was, this is another way to at least get the ball in his hands a couple times a game, and that obviously got short-circuited by Tank's injury. If they've got somebody who can be electric in the return game, I mean, we're trying to find things here that get the Texans into that next tier of teams. Robert Woods did some okay things in the return game this year. He's if you can get a guy back there who's got some electricity to them, that would be fun in the return game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, Jonathan Alexander did a mock draft in the Chronicle, but he didn't, at least in the version I was reading, he didn't show who the other picks were and everything. So it wasn't necessarily good for us to use because we like to look at who was on the board and who wasn't when they took him.
Was he doing one of those like mock drafts for the Texans where they show like all six of their picks and
stuff like that? I got excited because he did pick Michigan defensive tackle Kenneth Grant with the 25th overall pick. But now I'm at the point in learning about these guys where I'm you could not pay me enough to be a scout or a GM in charge of the draft because they've all got negatives. And just as soon as I'm feeling great about Kenneth Grant, I read the guys who have actually watched multiple games of him and everything. They have access to the All-22 and everything, and they're pointing out, like, okay, he's kind of inconsistent. He doesn't necessarily stand up or hold up to double teams as well as you'd expect a 340-pound guy. So then I go back and I watch, and I notice more of those negatives. But I'm still very, very intrigued by the upside of Grant.
That was my question. Are you still on the Grant train?
I'd be really excited about the possibilities because the upside is he moves extremely well for a 340-pound guy, and he plays with good technique. He uses his hands well. Yeah. He's got actual pass rush moves for a 340-pound guy, both in the run and the pass game. I think he uses his hands well. And it's not always a given that guys are going to develop that technique when they get to the NFL. So, yeah, there are drawbacks, and I get it, but I'm still very intrigued by him.
Is he the prospect of all the ones that wind up in this range of the draft that have been picked in our various injections here? Is he the one that excites you the most? Across wide receivers, O-line, him, all of them. Is he the one that excites you the
most? Yeah,
yeah. He seems to be.
Even some of his weaknesses are things where I still look back to a guy like Vince Wilfork. Because Wilfork didn't play extremely low, and he had kind of skinny legs for as big and strong as he was, but he got the job done because he was so good. I mean, I was about to say athletic because that's a part of it. That's a given. But he was just such a good football player that I could see that in Kenneth Grant. That's where my mind keeps going to is, all right, he could be a guy that gets you really good push, might never get more than 4 or 5 sacks in a season, but it doesn't matter because he compresses the pocket so well. Yeah, he very much excites me. What? I think also, Sean... Yep. Yeah, I think he's going to test really well at the combine.
Yes.
And I think because of that, and when they start looking at Jalen Curtis and guys like that, him as well, that he's probably not going to be available at 25.
Yeah, there's way when he's not going to the Texans in these mock drafts, he's getting picked before 25 way more than he's getting picked after 25.
I think, too, with a lot of the scouts, too, it's hard for them to let go of the way he looked in 2023, because he's a much more polished player in 2024.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, heading into the 8 o'clock hour. Seth and I are headed to West Palm Beach, thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Biggest differences that we're going to watch with this trip compared to when we went 2 years ago, and one prospect to watch for each MLB team. Who is the one to watch for the Astros? How close an eye should we or will we be able to keep an eye on this prospect? We will talk about that coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.